Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 30th, 2020. Well, today we finished the week discussing the cultivating of godly virtue. Peter sums up this discussion concerning godly virtues in verses 8 through 10 of 2 Peter chapter number 1. Let's turn there quickly and let's read that. And it says this, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if these if you do these things, you shall never fall." So let's think about these godly virtues. Why does Peter informs his readers here that if they will cultivate these godly virtues in their lives, it will stabilize their life. It will give them a firm foundation on which to believe. Why does cultivating these godly virtues create stability in our lives? If we notice in verse number 8, Peter mentions, "If these things be in you, you will not be unfruitful." In other words, if you see the fruit of the Spirit in your life, you will not wonder whether the Spirit is present in your life. Satan's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. One of his greatest tactics is doubt. If Satan can get a follower of Jesus to doubt his salvation, he can keep him from being a light to the world. So Satan loves to cast doubt in the mind of believers. So being a follower of Jesus, as a follower of Jesus, we begin to see a change in our lives. When we begin to see a change, such as we see a change in kindness, we know that the Spirit is present. When we begin to see, to be careful about the words which we say, then we know that it's the leadership of the Holy Spirit. When we begin to practice self-control, we know that's the divine nature. What happens is this: the believer begins to see the divine nature shine through in his life. It is then he knows that the divine nature is present. He knows that the way he is living his life is a God thing. Peter makes sure to warn the readers concerning the absence of these things also. If these godly virtues are not present in your life, you should be concerned. He said in verse 9, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." So someone who doesn't have these things in their life has forgotten. You should be concerned because maybe they weren't there in the first place. Maybe you're not a believer. However, more than likely, what has happened is that you have forgotten that you have been purged from your sins. Perseverance is a difficult thing. Sometimes we can start out strong. Then after a period of time, the urgency of walking faithfully goes away. The freshness of forgiveness is forgotten. The depth of guilt, you don't remember. And because of that, your love for God, your faithfulness, your desire sort of diminishes a little bit. What we need in this case, we need a fresh view of redemption. We need to remember how guilty we were. And when we remember how guilty we were, this gets us back on track. Finally, Peter tells these believers to give diligence to make their calling and election sure. If these godly virtues are present in your life, you will never fall. Listen to what he says. "Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if these things be in you, you shall never fall." So when godly virtue is present, you'll not fall. You'll not fall from your steadfastness because you're stable. You'll not fall into sin because you're practicing godly virtues. As it says, you'll be ushered into the eternal kingdom with gladness. You will be stable in your Christian walk because you see the divine nature present in your life. So today, let me encourage you to cultivate godly character, godly virtues in your life. When godly virtue is present, you have the external evidence of an internal change. No one needs to tell you that you're born again. You see the evidence in your life. You don't need to worry if you are a citizen of heaven. You have the evidence. You will not fall because you have cultivated stability. You will walk confidently as you follow the Lord. Build godly virtue. It's beneficial. It gives you stability. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the divine nature. We thank you that it builds us and sustains us. I pray, Lord, that those who are your followers would be able to stand firm because they have cultivated godly character in their life. We know it's only possible because of Jesus, and we will not fall because Jesus holds us in his hands. We thank you for this promise. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until next week, this is Brother Mark signing off.